Hello everyone and welcome to the first ever episode of the TFD podcast brought to you by the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative. This is where we discuss everything related to trade finance market trends and the evolution of the originate to distribute model. I'm Melody Michel and here to talk to me for our inaugural episode is a man who wears many hats, member of the board of the International Trade and Forfeiting Association, or ITFA, and chair of its FinTech committee, former head of corporate and supply chain markets at Swift, and he is also heavily involved in the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative. André Casterman, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Melody. Nice to be here.
So you've been working in trade finance and transaction banking for a number of years. In all of this time, how have you seen the trade finance market evolve? And what makes you think that now is the time that trade finance asset distribution is picking up pace?
Thank you. Delighted to be joining you today for this podcast on the TFD initiative. Actually, on this first question, indeed, most of the transaction banking innovations have been historically driven by either client needs or by regulatory requirements. These are the two sources of motivations for banks to innovate in payments, securities, and trade finance. And basically, since the 2008 financial crisis, of course, the regulators have been very active with new restrictions, new rules around know your customers and customer due diligence, AML, to screen transactions, the Basel and the CRD4 in Europe, which is the equivalent of Basel 3. And banks had no choices but to adapt to those new regulations, but at the same time to adapt to evolving client requirements in terms of digitizing more, bringing more information via portals and so on. So banks are doing all of this, but often, as we would expect now in 2020, 2021, those innovations always embed technology for addressing new client needs or for addressing those regulatory restrictions. And in trade finance distribution, which is a space that is not so well known, this is the same logic. There are changes in client expectations, there are regulatory impacts that are driving banks to innovate as well, certainly when it comes to managing their balance sheet. So this means more and more banks are willing to distribute trade assets, not only to credit insurers to take the risk, but also to institutional investors to optimize basically the use of their balance sheet and to address impacts of those regulations on their balance sheets. We refer to risk-weighted assets. For banks, it's all about increasing their net interest income, their return on equity, and being able to act as servicers of assets between their clients and the risk takers and the funders. And this intermediary role is what we describe as the originate and distribute model.
Okay. So how has trade finance asset distribution, this type of distribution, evolved in recent years? I mean, a lot of people in the trade finance sector are familiar with large trade finance securitizations that have taken place several times in the past few years, so involving banks like Citi or Santander, Deutsche Bank, all packaging billions of dollars worth of trade finance transactions to sell them off to institutional investors. What's the difference between these transactions and the type of transaction that the TFD initiative promotes?
So definitely, trade finance distribution has been a reality, but only for a handful of banks, the ones you mentioned and a few others. And it was all indeed about very specific transactions and one-to-one deals between one large bank and a number of investors. Now, for institutional investors, that has meant working with each bank on a proprietary basis, and the setup costs for them to invest in those assets has always been bank-specific and proprietary to each originator, whether it's Citi, Santander, HSBC, or Deutsche. With the TFD initiative, we want to democratize trade finance distribution, because more and more, with technology, we believe and we demonstrate that processes can be automated, that practices can be standardized, that assets could be distributed across different mechanisms depending on the need of the buyer, the need of the seller. So there are different mechanisms to be supported so that relationships between the seller and the buyer can be defined in a win-win way. And with TFD initiative, we are defining all of those technology-based market practices. We are bringing a hub system operated by TradeTech, and that includes also a repackaging entity for the settlement piece and the notes issuance. And that will democratize trade finance distribution because it's available to any originator, any institutional investor, any asset manager, any credit insurer off the shelf. So you don't need in-house expertise to build it. You don't need a five-year IT project to build it because thanks to cloud technologies, it's available off the shelf and you pay as you use. Trade finance distribution is getting democratized thanks to technology.
Mm-hmm. And so what has been the reaction so far to this democratization of trade finance distribution? What are some of the concerns that you hear from banks and investors around this type of trade finance distribution? And what do you think is needed to make this practice more widespread?
We have been busy with TFD initiative for 2 years now. The very first inaugural meeting took place in December 2018. And over the last 2 years, so much has happened on the delivery side, standardizing those practices, developing the IT platform, and bringing the early adopters to a stage where they are ready to share their testimonials. So we are now in a phase where indeed we want to bring even more testimonials from buyers of assets, like institutional investors, credit insurers, from sellers of assets, factoring companies, traditional trade banks. We want to bring more testimonials to demonstrate this democratization, this accessibility to the trade assets is now available. It's possible. It has been achieved, and it's continued to evolve, of course, and to expand in terms of functionalities. So with that, we address the concerns around the accessibility to the trade assets, which has always been the key issue on the buy side. They recognized and they heard from various industry bodies like ICC and ITFA that trade is a great asset class, and many nice reports talk about it. However, accessing the asset has always been the big challenge. Now, the second concern is we want to tackle is the risk transparency challenge. In order to attract more risk appetite, in order to attract more funding, we need to show to increase the transparency on the SME related receivables. This is the largest market opportunity I would think, and where the yields are the most attractive. However, investors want to get some comfort with regards to the methodology to assess the credit risks. And this, again, where not only automation is key, but data on those SMEs, on those transactions is needed. And machine learning is adding value with transaction level credit scoring. So the transaction level credit scoring is going to increase this risk transparency. And that will hopefully trigger even more interest for the trade asset class.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. So what exactly is the role of the TFD initiative? What is the nature of your work and how does it fit within the overall trade finance ecosystem?
So TFD initiative is a business community. You institutions join the TFD initiative because they are committed to contributing to the need for increased automation in the processes, in the distribution processes, and in also increasing transparency on the risk side. And those two key pillars are critical. So whether institutions act as a seller of assets because they originate, or whether institutions join as an asset manager, pension fund, or family office, institutional funder to access indeed exposures on trade assets. The goal is to or to benefit from trade finance as an investable asset class. Now, it's a business community because the definition of the market practices, the delivery of the technology, it's all done by the hub provider, which is TradeTech. However, of course, once you have a piece of technology, you want deals to be and trades to happen on the platform. And this is where TFD Initiative helps people to meet, to learn about the opportunities to do business together. And of course, the deals are happening on a bilateral basis. Trading happens on a bilateral basis between sellers of risks or assets and the buyers. So TFD Initiative is there to make those deals happen on a proprietary, bilateral, and confidential basis. But the underlying technology offered by the TradeTech Hub is the one that will operate those flows. Once deals are happening, we encourage our members to share their testimonials because that is benefiting to the overall industry objective to make trade accessible as an investable asset class.
Mm-hmm. Great. So a lot of education work almost.
Yes.
So for any bank or insurer or fintech that's listening, and I hope we have a few listening today, and who is interested in learning more about trade finance distribution or participating in the initiative, how do they do that?
Well, we now have about 40 members that are public. They are all listed, outlined on the tradefinancedistribution.com website. So feel free to reach out to them. Feel free to reach out to me as well via LinkedIn. This is the easiest way to find me. And I would be glad to invite you to our frequent webinars on the TFD Initiative, where we indeed ask those early adopters, as well as other types of institutions that are committed to this industry objective, to share their expertise. We have recorded those webinars, so they are available as well if you can't attend on the day. And we would also invite you to engage with those market participants, even if TFD Initiative is a large and hopefully larger community in the future with more banks, more institutional investors, credit insurers, and so on. But the goal is to have bilateral deals taking place. And this is what we want to facilitate via the group indeed.
Okay, great. We're almost done, but before we go, I would like to maybe end on a more personal note. So I thought it would be interesting to ask you, what's the most inspiring thing that you've read lately? It could be anything, and it really doesn't have to be related to trade finance or trade finance distribution.
So this whole pandemic made me think we are finally entering the 21st century. I see more and more people recognizing the benefit of technology. But what really excited me recently is what happened with a particular company that we all know, Tesla, because people couldn't understand it as a car company. And also I had discussions with family and so on. They said, do we need those cars? And then recently you saw the share of Tesla multiply by 10 from $200 plus to $2,000 plus dollars before the stock split. Finally, some people understood that it's actually not a car company. It's a technology company because the car is like an iPhone on wheels. It has a digital brain, so it takes decisions. And actually, if you think about it, the value continues to rise because people now understand that it's actually more than technology. It's a data company because it gathers and concentrates data on drivers and enabling Tesla to move up the value chain and offer financial services such as insurance services. So for those people who thought, well, it's yet another car company, and it shouldn't be that much valuable. Now they understand they're getting into financial services because it's technology enabling data to be used for value-added services in a completely different way. And I think that is an example of how people, also with the pandemic situation, start to understand that technology is now everywhere. So I think we're now, with those recent events, we're now finally entering the 21st century, certainly when we see how those companies emerge from almost nothing or close to bankruptcy 2 years ago. Tesla was really close to bankruptcy 18 months ago, and certainly emerging. And I think that's impacting and demonstrating to the public, not only to those in IT world, but also to the wider public, how technology is becoming critical everywhere in our business and professional lives.
No, I agree. I think that the pandemic has really been a boon for companies that bet on technology a few years ago, or even companies or even movements that rely on technology. Everyone is realizing that now. So I hope that will be the case as well for trade finance distribution and that the pandemic will open some doors as well in that area. But thank you so much, Andre, for taking part in this first episode of the TFD podcast and for sharing your insights.
Pleasure.
And thank you to everyone who listened to this first episode. Make sure to share your thoughts with us in the comments. And until next time, take care.